tape script for day 23. Part 1. Bus schedule.
1. The bus to Reno, Nevada leaves at 9:50 a.m.
2. The bus to Boise, Idaho arrives at 9:35 p.m.
3. The bus fare to Seattle, Washington is $112.
4. The bus bound for Fresno, California leaves at 11 o'clock sharp.
5. The bus heading to Reno is scheduled to arrive at 4:30.
6. The bus fare to Boise is $85.
7. The bus to Seattle is scheduled to arrive at 5:10.
8. The bus to Fresno leaves 20 minutes earlier than the bus to Boise.
9. The bus fare to Seattle is just under $100.
10. The bus trip to Reno takes over 7 hours.
Part 2. 1. Conversation 1.
The bus driver and a lady passenger.
Does this bus go downtown?
No, ma'am, but it meets the 58 bus at 40th and Main. Here's a transfer. I'll call the stop.
Thank you. Will I have to wait long?
Only about 5 minutes if the 58 is on time.
Another thing. Do you have any schedules?
Just for this bus, ma'am. Ask the other driver for a 58 schedule when you get on.
2. Conversation 2.
Why didn't you show up for class this morning?
I don't even want to talk about it. My car broke down.
What happened?
The engine seems to be busted. It's driving me crazy.
Wow. Have you thought about getting a new car?
Yeah, I've thought about that. But I can't afford a new car. I'm broke.
Maybe you can lease a car. It doesn't cost much. I know Toyota is running a promotion.
Really? How much is it?
Zero down and $219 per month.
That's a good deal. I might consider it.
Part 3. 1.
Hey, taxi. Ah, great. Thanks for pulling over.
Where to?
Well, I'm going to the National Museum of Art and...
Sure, hop in. No problem. Hang on.
Excuse me. How long does it take to get there?
That all depends on the traffic. But it shouldn't take more than 20 minutes for the average driver.
Oh.
And I'm not average. I've got driving down to an art. So we should be able to cruise through traffic and get there in less than 20 minutes.
Okay. Sorry for asking.
Yeah?
You know I have to meet a friend in the Mexican restaurant at 7 p.m., but do you have any idea how much the fare will be?
Oh, it shouldn't be more than $18. Not including, a tip, of course.
Oh, and by the way, do you know what time the museum closes?
Well, I guess around 6 o'clock.
Do you have the time?
Yeah, it's 4:30.
Thanks.
This is your first time to the city, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, you can tell tourists from a mile away in this city, down the street, looking straight up at the skyscrapers.
2.
New York can be a very dangerous city, especially at night. Many people dare not go out alone in the street after dark. This problem is worse for a single woman like Miss Green. As a singer, she has to drive alone to clubs late at night. Then she has to drive home after the shows. She needed a friend when she drove to work or back home. She brought a human form balloon named Bob and set him in the passenger seat of her car while she drove at night. People in the street thought the woman driver had a man with her, and she felt safe.
Tape script for day 24. Part 1.
1.
1. I didn't get up until 10 today.
2. If Tim had been with them, they wouldn't have lost their way.
3. Although they are twin brothers, they have nothing in common.
4. If I had studied more, I would have passed the test.
5. Computers have come into our daily life.
2.
6. I'm sorry for the trouble.
7. Thank you ever so much for your timely help.
8. I'd like some potatoes, please.
9. Would you do me a favor?
10. Let's go to the party, shall we?
Part 2.
Where am I?
Excuse me, do you need any help?
Nah, I'm just looking, well...
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah. I want to go to the Science Museum, but I've been lost for the past few hours, and I can't make heads or tails of these ticket machines.
Oh, well, just press this button.
Oh, yeah.
And from here, it's $1.50.
Okay.
Then get on the train at platform number 4.
All right. Oh, and how often do the trains come around this time of day?
Usually they come around about every 6 minutes.
Okay. And where do I get off the train?
Get off at State Street Station, 3 stops from here.
Okay. I got it. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good luck.
Part 3. 1.
Wilma likes travelling by bus better than by aeroplane for 4 reasons. First, it costs less. She can ride by bus from New York to Chicago for $20, yet the airfare between the two cities is $78. Secondly, travelling by bus gives her a closer look at the cities and countryside than she could get from a plane. For example, she enjoys driving through the big cities of Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Fort Wayne. Thirdly, Wilma finds that the passengers on the bus are often closer to her own age, so they are easy to talk with on the shared travel adventure. In contrast, many airline passengers are businessmen who keep busy with their work while flying. Fourthly, riding a bus allows Wilma to explore any stop along the way. For instance, once she got off the bus at a small town in Indiana and spent the night with a girlfriend. Then the next day she took another bus to Chicago. For these reasons, Wilma usually prefers buses instead of planes, unless she has to get somewhere in a hurry.
2. Airplane announcement. Hello. Passengers of Flight 17 bound for Caracas, with stops in Atlanta and Miami. The departure gate has been changed to 30B. Also, there will be a slight departure delay due to inclement weather outside. The ground crew is in the process of de-icing the wings in preparation for departure. It also looks like the flight is slightly overbooked, so we are offering complimentary round-trip tickets to a few passengers willing to take a later flight. We should be boarding about 15 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Tape script for day 25. Part 1.
1.
1. Tom was good at teaching French.
2. Mary made a lot of mistakes in the test, but I am a lucky dog.
3. My father made me attend the first high school, which I disliked.
4. Mary's mother is a trainer in a department store.
5. I have to turn to others, finally.
2.
6. May I use your dictionary?
7. Who can offer help to get to Building 3?
8. How much is the nice skirt you're wearing?
9. How did Adam get to the theatre?
10. Is this red button for power?
Part 2. 11. Hi, Jane. When did you come to the office this morning?
At 8:20. I'm sorry, I was 20 minutes late for the meeting.
12.
There's something wrong with my TV set.
Do you want me to have a look at it?
It's very kind of you, but my husband might be able to repair it.
13. Excuse me, can I try this jacket on, please?
Certainly. The changing rooms are over there near the cash desk.
14. What's wrong with you?
I have a cold. I cough all day long.
Let me take your temperature first. 15. Shall I pick you up at 7 p.m?
No, thank you all the same. I think I can manage to get to the cinema before 7:30.
Part 3. 1.
Hello, I'm calling about the apartment you advertised.
Yes, what kind of apartment are you interested in?
I'm interested in one bedroom. Do you have any available?
Yes, I have one. When do you need it?
Sometime around next week. What could you tell me about this apartment?
Well, it's a one-bedroom apartment. The monthly rent is $650 with a $300 security deposit. You pay electricity only. Gas and water is included. Both the heat and stove are gas. You'll be assigned a sheltered parking space at no extra charge. And that's probably it.
Sounds good. May I come over tomorrow to take a look?
Sure. What time would you like to come?
How about 10 a.m?
Good. May I have your name, please?
My name's Blanca.
Blanca. I'll see you tomorrow.
2. Apartment for rent.
This apartment has 3 rooms and a bath. Here's the kitchen.
It seems a little small to me.
Not really, for one person, and it has a nice gas range and a good refrigerator. There are lots of shelves and cupboards too.
What about closets?
You'll have 2 large ones in the bedroom. One has shelves and a built-in shoe rack. Then there's a storage closet in the living room and a linen closet in the bathroom.
The living room looks sort of dark.
We're painting it a lighter colour and it gets the afternoon sun.
Well, thank you for showing me around. I'll let you know tonight if I decide to take it. I want to look around before I make up my mind.
Tape script for day 26. Part 1.
1.
1. It is said that you have something to do with the matter.
2. They said the man in charge of the company was away on business.
3. Great changes have taken place in China.
4. I went to school without breakfast, and now I can eat an ox.
5. Lucy can speak English and French as well.
2.
6. I'm really sorry I'm late.
7. Would you please hold the door open for me?
8. Why not have a get-together in the classroom next week?
9. It will be fine tomorrow.
10. I've passed my drive-in test.
Part 2.
11. Could you direct me to the beach?
Sure. Walk that way for 2 blocks. Turn right, and it's about 4 more blocks.
Okay, thank you. 12. This printer isn't working.
We've already called a repairman. He should be here later this morning.
Okay, I'll be back this afternoon.
13. Could you get us 2 coffees and 2 pieces of cherry pie?
Sorry, we're out of pie.
Just coffee then.
14. Give me a call when you get into town. I'll pick you up at the train station.
Shall I call you at your office?
If you get in before 5:30, call the office. Otherwise, call me at home.
15. Can you come to dinner on Saturday? We're having some friends over.
That sounds good. Is there anything I can bring?
No, just bring yourself. See you at 6.
Part 3. 1. Hey, Marcus, I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about going to Germany this summer. Great. And I need some advice. You're the best person I know to answer my question since you're German.
Thank you. What do you want to know?
Well, don't laugh, but I met this really nice woman through an online music mailing list. You know, a discussion group on the internet. I need some advice. You see, Claudia...
Okay, so it's Claudia, huh?
Yeah. See, she invited me to spend 2 weeks in Germany. And, well, I told her I had studied a little bit about the country and language. and she's kind of expecting that I know more than I really do.
You're really in hot water now.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, she's planning on introducing me to her parents.
Hey, sounds kind of serious.
It isn't, at least I think it isn't. Anyway, what should you do when you greet someone for the first time in Germany?
Well, it depends upon your relationship with the person. Now, speaking of your girlfriend, Claudia...
Hey, I didn't say she was my girlfriend.
Okay. Now, if you're meeting someone formally for the first time, like Claudia's parents, you should make sure you arrive on time.
Okay, so arrive on time. What about common greetings?
Well, Germans often shake hands, and they use the person's family name, unless they're really close friends.
Okay, what about with Claudia? I'm not sure what I should do in her case.
Ah, you can call her Claudia. Okay, shake hands, and why don't you take her some flowers?
Oh, how do you say nice to meet you, anyway?
Oh, ich freue mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
Ich freue mich, Senselen...
No, not exactly. Ich freue mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
Honestly, I think you need to take a crash course in German before you leave. Claudia might think you're speaking Chinese or something if you don't. 2.
A computer is a machine designed to perform work mathematically and to store information that has been fed into it. It is run by either mechanical or electronic means. These machines can do a great deal of complicated work in a very short time. A large computer, for example, can add or multiply 1,000 times a second, or divide 500 times a second. Its percentage of error is about 1 in a billion digits. It has been estimated that human beings making calculations average about 1 mistake per 200 digits.
Tape script for day 27. Part 1.
1. Tom should be home by now, but no one is answering the phone.
2. Believe it or not, Fred's new novel has been selling like hotcakes.
3. You're not going to drive your own car all the way to London, are you?
4. Are you aware that Maggie has been doing a lot of research on that project?
5. When is the president going to hold the press conference?
6. I'm sorry, Mrs. Chen, but Mr. Stewart is not in.
7. How come your English is so good?
8. Did Paul's girlfriend show up at his graduation ceremony?
9. What's the matter with your car? Does it run out of gas?
10. What's wrong with you? Part 2. 11. I like seafood. What about you?
I don't care much for seafood. I prefer fried chicken.
12.
How's your daughter today?
She's much better, thanks. The doctor said she could leave the hospital in a couple of days.
13. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Wang?
I'm afraid Mr. Wang is not in at the moment. Shall I take a message?
14. Do you think these sports shoes are cheap?
No, I don't think so. 15. Do you mind if I use your bike?
Not at all. Here's the key.
Part 3. 1. Library tour. Hello, and welcome to the University Library. This taped tour will introduce you to our library facilities and operating hours. First of all, the library's collection of books, reference materials, and other resources are found on levels 1 to 4 of this building. Level 1 houses our humanities and map collections. On level 2, you will find our circulation desk, current periodicals and journals, and our copy facilities. Our science and engineering sections can be found on level 3. You can also find back issues of periodicals and journals older than 6 months on this level. Finally, group study rooms, our microfilm collection, and the multimedia center are located on level 4. Undergraduate students can check out up to 5 books for 2 weeks. Graduate students can check out 15 books for 2 months. Books can be renewed up to 2 times. There is a 50 cents a day late fee for overdue books, up to a maximum of $15. Periodicals and reference books cannot be checked out. The library is open weekdays 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. The library is closed on Sundays.
2. Linda is a university student. She wanted to find a job during the summer holidays, so she went to see the manager of a restaurant. She told the manager that she was interested in a part-time job. The manager agreed, but he said that she should speak English to the foreign customers. In addition, she had to get there at 4 every afternoon and work from 4 to 9, Monday through Friday. He offered her $4 an hour. Linda was pleased with the offer and decided to start work the next day.
Tape script for day 28. Part 1.
1.
1. Sally doesn't have to work that late.
2. Alice prefers cakes to ice cream.
3. It's easy for the teachers to speak English.
4. I often hear about him, but I don't know what he looks like.
5. She is used to drinking beer.
2.
6. Why didn't you go to the movie last night?
7. What's on at the local cinema this week?
8. How nice to see you.
9. It's too late. Good night, Dad.
10. Please turn the radio down a bit. Your father is sleeping.
Part 2. Are you going to school today?
Yes, I have morning lessons.
I have no lesson today. I'm going to mark the students' paper at home. Would you please bring something back for me?
Sure. What is it?
My textbooks and teaching notes.
Are they on your desk?
No, let me see. There is a small bookcase near my desk. The textbook and the teaching notes must be in it.
Is the bookcase locked?
Yes, I think so. There is a small box on the desk. The key is right inside it. Is that clear?
Yes, it is. By the way, what's the time by your watch?
It is 5 to 7.
Oh, I must be leaving or I'll be late for class.
Part 3. 1. College life. Oh, hi Dave. Long time no see.
Hi Maria. I was in the neighbourhood, so I thought I'd drop by.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Take a seat. Would you like anything to drink? I have Sprite or orange juice.
Sprite would be fine. So how have you been?
Oh, not bad. And you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. But school has been really hectic these days, and I haven't had time to relax.
By the way, what's your major anyway?
Hotel management.
Well, what do you want to do once you graduate?
I haven't decided for sure, but I think I'd like to work for a hotel or travel agency in this area. How about you?
Well, when I first started college, I wanted to major in French, but I realized I might have a hard time finding a job using the language, so I changed majors to computer science.
Oh.
With the right skills, landing a job in the computer industry shouldn't be as difficult.
So do you have a part-time job to support yourself through school?
Well, fortunately for me, I received a 4-year academic scholarship.
Wow.
That pays for all my tuition and books.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, how about you? Are you working your way through school?
Yeah. I work 3 times a week at a restaurant near campus.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a cook.
How do you like your job?
It's okay. The other workers are friendly, and the pay isn't bad. 2.
There are 3 important findings from studies concerned with note-taking. First, note-taking does not interfere with listening and comprehension. In fact, it helps you to listen. Second, students who study their lecture notes remember 1.5 times more after 6 weeks than students who do not review. Third, students who take no notes or do not study the notes, forget about 80% of the lecture by the end of 2 weeks. From these findings, we can conclude that students who take enough notes and then study them, both directly after the lecture and several additional times before an examination, stand a good chance of remembering between 90 and 100% of the material. In other words, if you don't take notes, then you put yourself at a disadvantage.
Tape script for day 29. Part 1.
1. Whose desk is that by the window?
2. Do you think you'd like a glass of iced tea?
3. Was Miss Erickson hired as the head of the sales department in New York?
4. Are you sure that Dennis is coming in on this evening's plane from San Francisco?
5. Could you do something for me on your lunch hour today?
6. Haven't we met before?
7. Why were you absent from class last week?
8. That's a nice dress. The colour really suits you.
9. I heard that you'll be the next department head. Congratulations!
10. May I borrow your copy of the sales report?
Part 2. Dad, I'm bored. Can I go to a movie today?
A movie today? Well, I don't know.
Jeff always takes me to a movie.
Well, I know your Uncle Jeff always takes you, but what movie would you like to see today, Aubrey?
Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space. Let me look at the newspaper. Okay. Ah, here it is. Muppets in Space. That starts in the afternoon at 2:45. Well, should we take Mummy with us?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to wait for Mummy because she's at a meeting right now.
Okay.
All right. And what should we do after we go to see the movie?
Go on a little walk?
Go on a walk? Where would you like to go on a walk to? Would you like to go down to the beach or through the park?
To the beach.
To the beach. Well, that sounds great. And then maybe we can go out to eat tonight. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Part 3. 1.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Good to see you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, looks like the party is in full swing.
Yeah, and they're eating me out of house and home. Oh, I'd like you to meet my sister, Carol. She's visiting for the weekend.
Oh, which one is she?
She's sitting on the sofa, over there.
You mean the woman wearing the red sweater with the long black hair?
Yeah, that's right. Let me introduce her to you. I just know you two will hit it off. You're both so outgoing and adventurous.
And who's the man sitting next to her? The man with the suit jacket and flashy green tie.
Oh, that's Bob, my karate teacher.
Karate teacher? I never knew you were into karate.
Yeah, I started about 2 months ago. Come on, I'd like you to meet them.
2.
One Sunday afternoon, an old gentleman was walking through the city centre. The shops were full of good things and crowded with people. The old man was looking at all kinds of goods in the window when suddenly, in the middle of the crowd, he saw a little girl sitting on the ground crying. When the kind old man asked her why she was crying, the little girl told him that she'd lost some money that her uncle had given her. Putting his hand into his pocket, he took out some money. He picked out a new coin and gave it to the child. "Thank you very much," said the girl, and drying her eyes, she became happy at once. Then the old man went away.
Tape script for day 30. Part 1.
1. The editor's job is with a computer hardware company.
2. Candidates for the manager's position should have at least 5 years' experience.
3. Those interested in teaching English should email their resumes.
4. You might have to work overtime in the editor's job.
5. You need at least a master's degree to teach at Language Academy.
6. Working hours for the editor's job are from 8:30 to 5.
7. Town bank pays an attractive bonus.
8. People with a background in computers are more qualified for the teaching job.
9. You need no more than 2 years' experience to qualify for the editor's job.
10. You should contact Town Bank by email if you have any questions.
Part 2. A job interview. So why do you want to become a computer programmer?
Well, I don't like working in a fast food restaurant, and I want to make more money.
I see. Do you have any experience?
No, but I'm a fast learner.
What kind of computer do you use?
Computer? Let me see. I can use a Mac. I also used Windows XP once.
That's good.
May I ask a question?
Please, go ahead.
Will I be able to find a job as a computer programmer? Part 3. Interview. An interview is a meeting between an employer and an applicant to talk about a job. A job interview is your opportunity to present your skills to an employer in person. During the interview, an employer judges your qualifications, appearance, and general fitness for the job opening. The interview is your opportunity to convince the employer that you are right for the job. The interview also gives you a chance to evaluate the job, the employer, and the company. The interview helps you decide if the job meets your career needs and interests. It is very important to prepare for a job interview. If you prepare well, the interviewer will know that you are organized and that you are really interested in the job. If you learn as much as you can about the job and the company before the interview, and if you are careful about your appearance, then you will make a good impression. If you practice the interview questions that managers usually ask, then you will feel confident when you speak.
Transcript for Day 31. Part 1. Sentence. 1. The activity tablet of the Sally's after-school clubs shows that starting from Monday, they will have various activities for the girls every other day. So I think there must be one wrong picture among the four, which will probably be the wrong picture.
2. Don't worry, boys and girls. The professor has said that the homework will be an easy one, with some common theories and techniques you can easily pass.
3. The debate between the two parties has carried on for nearly 2 weeks. Both parties are exhausted and painful, but they cannot put it to a stop because it is a political task.
4. She has planned to buy her young aunt a pair of warm gloves, but she was too busy to go shopping these days. Now she has to go to the hospital to visit a customer.
5. Women seem to perform better in the field of language and sensation, but men can reason and react better. They are usually more rational than women.
6. George is really a copy of his father with the same characteristics, and they even meet the same fortune and misfortune in the same year. You see, George also had some more trouble last year. 7. Nothing went wrong, you don't need to worry about me. My TV set is okay, and the program is also on time as usual. I am only sickening because of the hypocritical speech of the president.
8. Sally said that she appreciated the reasonable price of the shirts and shoes, but was only worrying if the modern mass production techniques could assure the quality.
9. You know that we human beings originate from the apes, but we are more elevated than them with our abilities to think and solve complicated problems.
10. Jem's friend has a severe financial trouble, and the friend called him to make a long-distance call to his hometown instead of him.
Part 2. Conversation. Bill is looking for a new apartment. He just moved to a new city in order to start studying at a university. He is at a rental agency in the new city.
Hi, welcome to Rental Property Management. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in renting a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay, if you have a seat, one of our rental agents will be with you in a moment.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ann Smith.
Hi, I'm Bill Harrington.
Mr. Harrington, so that we will be able to match your needs better, I would like to ask you a few questions before I show you what we have available. First, what price range were you interested in?
Somewhere between $400 to $450 a month.
Okay, did you have a specific location in mind?
Well, I would like to live somewhere near the university, or at least on a bus line.
And when would you like to move in?
On the first of the month.
Okay, are there any other amenities which you would like to have? For example, a dishwasher, a balcony, a swimming pool, or central air conditioning?
I would definitely like to have a dishwasher, and with summers like these, central air. A balcony is not that important. Oh yes, and two bathrooms would be nice.
Okay, here are photos of the apartment we have available which fit your preferences.
Thank you. This one on Broadway Avenue looks nice. I would like to see that one, and the one on Main Street.
Sure. Let me get the keys and we will go look at them. If you choose to rent one of them, we will need a damage deposit of $250. You will be responsible for all the utilities. You can sign a lease today if you like.
Great, thank you.
Part 3. Passage. A. The Martin family took a 2-week vacation last summer. The day before the trip, all of the family members helped with the preparations. Mr. Martin asked the neighbors, the Smiths, to check the mailbox every day and take out any letters or advertisements. After lunch, Miss Martin took all the extra food out of the refrigerator. She gave some to the Smiths, and she threw away the rest. Paul Martin put several cans of dog food in a bag, and he took his big dog, Roxy, over to his friend's house. Mary and Susie Martin cleaned the whole house. They swept and washed the floors in all of the rooms, dusted the furniture, and cleaned the bathroom. That evening, the Martin family ate dinner at a restaurant. When they arrived home, Mr. Martin told the family to take off their clothes and put on t-shirts and shorts. Then his youngest daughter, Cindy, began to wash and dry everyone's clothes. "Now," said Mr. Martin, "we can begin to pack our suitcases for the trip." B. Thank you so much for the sweater you sent me for Christmas. It fits perfectly, and purple is my favorite color. It's very warm. Too just perfect for the weather we've been having here recently. Kathy really likes the doll you gave her. She plays with it every day, and she tries to take it everywhere. I hope you are both doing well. See you this summer. Sincerely, Billy.
Tape script for day 32. Part 1. Sentence. 1. What happened to Sue? She is so quiet in these days. She used to be talking and laughing all the day.
2. Fred and Alice are not so as busy as they were. They are also idle now.
3. My new book cost me 50 cents in the book fair, while Peter got it with only 30 cents last summer.
4. Miss Green paid the store $1.50 for the apple, $2 for the banana, and another $2.50 for the juice.
5. There are 305 seats in the dining hall, not accounting the 50 VIP seats.
6. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very lucky to announce that the famous professors will arrive here tomorrow morning, Thursday morning.
7. Emily, who is that girl running after you in the competition? I think she will be a strong rival to you in the class if she exercises more in long running.
8. It is only 2:30. The meeting will begin in 3:00 as usual.
9. After paying the taxes, Bob had only 75 cents left in the total $3.
10. It will take 20 minutes for Mother to walk home. After she finishes her one-hour lecture, which begins at 6:00 in the university.
Part 2. Conversation. Hi, Heather. I was wondering if you're free tomorrow night.
Well, George, I guess I am. Why do you ask?
I've just got a pair of pre-sale Star Wars movie tickets from a friend, and was thinking of inviting you along for the opening premiere. Are you interested?
Yes, definitely. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem.
I really wanted to watch Star Wars on the opening day, but the pre-sale tickets were sold out. How did you manage to get a hold of them?
A friend of mine works at the corporate headquarters of Pepsi, which is a major sponsor of the movie. He was able to get the tickets for free, and then he sold two to me for $50 apiece.
You paid $50 for each ticket? That's a huge premiere over the regular price.
Not really, considering the fact that other people are paying as high as $200 each on the black market. Besides, I knew you were really looking forward to watching Star Wars on the opening day.
Wow, I'm really honored you went through all this trouble just for my sake. I really appreciate that. So what time are we going?
Well, let's see. The movie starts at 10 p.m. We should get there at least 1 hour earlier because there'll be a big line. I could pick you up at your house at 8, if that's okay with you.
8 o'clock? That's fine with me.
Okay, good.
So I'll see you tomorrow at 8 then?
Yeah, that's great. I'll see you tomorrow night, Heather.
Okay, George, bye.
Bye, Heather.
Part 3. By the time the Olympics begin in Atlanta this summer, the business world will have spent more than $1 billion to link their names and products to the Olympic Games. There are 10 worldwide sponsors, 10 Centennial Olympic partners, about 20 regular sponsors, and more than 100 licensees. The Atlanta Games will boast an official scoring pad and timepiece, 2 official game shows, and 3 official vehicles, a family car, an import minivan, and a luxury sedan. But what exactly do these companies reap for their huge investment? At the very least, they command tickets to the most popular events, invitation to the best parties, and prime hotel rooms. But most of all, according to U.S. Postal Service, it is purchasing the right to spend money.